My name is Rick Gallo, President, Graham Lick State University.
And Mr. President, talk to me. Are you convinced, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that this president is going to do more to build up HBCUs in the midst of financial issues with Parent Plus and Pell Grants?
Well, I guess the journey of a thousand miles begins with the first step, right? So the fact that we were invited to come here and meet with not only the president, but with his senior advisors and with the vice president, I think is a good first step. And so my expectation coming here, along with, you know, my student body and alumni association, faculty senate, all was that the invitation is something that, quite frankly, has not occurred in recent memory, if I'm correct on this, since Ronald Reagan. So the fact that you had, you know, 80 plus HBCU presidents here in the room in the White House, I think is an excellent first step. Now, can I be convinced beyond the shadow of a doubt, or even as a lawyer, beyond a reasonable doubt, what the outcome is going to be? I don't know. We'll see this afternoon what is in the executive order. But again, just to have this communication going, I think is a great first step.
Your name, please.
Juliet Bell, President of the University of Maryland, Eastern Shore.
What is the number one need for our 105 HBCUs?
Well, there are many needs. I think the number one need falls right in line with the infrastructure plans that the president has indicated. Many of our campuses are old and degrading, and we need some infrastructure support. In addition to that, financial aid for our students to ensure that they can continue to be enrolled in the university and graduate is another opportunity. And as a research university, the University of Maryland Eastern Shore really needs that support in terms of our grants and contracts to ensure that we have a competitive level playing field when it comes to winning those contracts and grants to support our research agenda.
All right, and lastly, your name and title.
Sure. Kent Smith, Jr., President, Langston University.
And you said the devil is in the details, and what did you mean by that?
Well, obviously this is a great first step to be invited by the administration to come and begin the conversation. But the reality for me is that, you know, we could have a lot of great conversations, but if the institutions, as far as HBCUs, do not see increased funding and enhanced items for our infrastructure and things that will overall enhance our students' experience at our institutions, then all this would have been a great conversation and just that. We're hoping for results, and the results that we're hoping for is a fair share of funding for the 106 historically black colleges and universities.
Okay, you said 106, I said 105, so I missed
one. Depends on who you talk to.
Okay. So let me ask you collectively this last question. I'm understanding that And I believe he's done this in other presidents. Well, he's trying to do this in this executive order, and other presidents have done this, trying to harness the resources by going to DOD and making sure DOD works with issues of ROTC on the college campuses, going to like ag or somewhere for research, and so on and so on, engineering for, I guess, Department of Transportation, et cetera, for people that have engineering programs. Would that trump, if you will, financing, or do you need both?
Well, you know, from my vantage point, I think, first of all, there were most of those departments there yesterday as part of the listening session that we had. And the reality is the money is going to have to come from somewhere, and I think a lot of it will come from the various departments. And we're simply, we have all of those things already on a variety of our campuses. We're doing great research in many respects. We're doing a lot of great things and have been for a very long time. We're just talking cohesively and presenting ourselves as such so that we can see increased funding so that collectively historically black colleges and over 370,000 students that we represent, that their lives can continue to be enhanced.
Because I remember George W. Bush did that. I remember certain contracts going out to certain schools for bids, and I remember that clearly. And what are your thoughts about that?
I think we need both. As I mentioned, infrastructure is a big issue on our campuses. And in order to be competitive for grants and contracts, you have to have an infrastructure that is modern and up to date, laboratories, buildings, the kinds of resources that we have not been able to fully implement at our institutions because of our historic underfunding. So I think that we need an infusion of dollars to help us rise to the level where we can actually be more competitive for these types of contracts and grant opportunities, and then allow us to compete for those opportunities with within these agencies.
Okay. Yeah, and I come from a political background. I served in the legislature in Louisiana for 15 years. Really, the way to the checkbook is through the agencies. And so, you know, being able to access this at the insistence of the president simply opens the door of opportunity for our schools to meaningfully participate and partner with these agencies, because they're going to be there after this president is long gone. So if we can establish these relationships during this administration and prove our worth, then we will continue to have these opportunities going forth in the future. So it's just a matter of getting in the door and creating these partnership opportunities, and then they will find that our institutions do research that goes well beyond our size, location, and historical participation or lack thereof.
All right. Anything else you guys would like to add? I thank you so much.
No, we're just huge fans. We're just glad to see you.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
And an HBCU alum.
Yes. Amen. Morgan State. Well, I thank you all for your work in keeping us in the forefront and making more, expanding the middle class for Black America. I thank you so much.
Thank you.